Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 21 of the First Love Club. Well, before we get started with our topic today, we just want to take a moment to thank each of you who have sent us an email to hello@thefirstloveclub.com. We've been getting some great feedback about the show, and it really touches our heart to read that the show has blessed you and encouraged you. And so we look forward to reading more of those. Right, Corey?
Yes, very much so.
Well, today we're going to talk about a new project that Corey is working on. And Corey, you shared a little bit of this on Instagram, and I can't wait to hear more about it. So tell us all about this awesome tool you've created.
So a few years ago, I noticed a lot of Christian girls on Pinterest that were sharing their prayer binders. And I was absolutely fascinated by this, and I asked a bunch of examples and ideas on my own little Pinterest board. And I've always meant to create one, and I think that when I started doing like the Faithful Girl Planner, mm-hmm. that it does cover prayer, but not like this, not like this intensely. So I decided a few weeks ago to go ahead and just make a prayer binder. And it was kind of fun because I wasn't using a binder planner like I've been doing so much for my other projects. And this is just like a regular old binder you can get at an office supply store. And it's the half letter size. So it's kind of like a smaller version.
Okay.
And I have absolutely fallen in love with it. The examples that I see a lot are made by girls that are not necessarily like crafty girls. They're not really like in the crafting community. These are just like really simple three ring binders, lined paper, you know, really simple. So, and there's nothing wrong with simple, because really the point of the entire thing is just have a tool for you to pray.
Right.
But being more of a crafty person, I had to bring my scrapbook paper and my embellishments and stickers and washi into it.
Of course.
Because to me, it just makes it more, just it's more lovely to look at as I'm working through it. So I created this prayer binder, and I based it loosely on some of the examples that I saw on the internet. My favorite inspiration came from Carrie Danker of Stone Soup for Five. I've mentioned her multiple times on the show. So she showed her most recent update of her prayer binder, and it was like a two-part series on her blog, and I was just like, oh, I can't get enough of this. And I finally decided that I was going to go ahead and take parts of what she shared and go ahead and incorporate it into my own. And I had a day with my mom and my sister-in-law, and we sat down and we worked on these binders and made them till they were complete. So it was like really fun. And I was really proud of myself, because usually with these projects, I end up like dragging it out forever, and it sometimes doesn't even get done. So I was really glad that I vowed that I would not leave that table until I'd done it. So my little prayer binder, I wanted to go through it and kind of talk about the different components of it. And I realized that this is kind of an audio show and this is more of a visual thing. So, but I think I can explain it in a way that you'll get it. And I will make sure to put a link in the show notes to Carrie's blog so that you can see, not only does she have photos of her prayer binder and she explains everything thoroughly, but she also has other of like flip throughs, which who does not love a good flip through? So the intention of a prayer binder is you're using this during your, specifically through your prayer time. So prayer time is part of my God time. I open up with reading my daily Bible, and then I move into the prayer time portion. So I'll actually put my Bible little shelf, and then I'll pick up my prayer binder to work through it. And I am working through one section of it at a time as I'm actually praying. So I went ahead and set this up based on the PRAY acronym, which I shared in a previous podcast. I think it was like maybe our second one that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So PRAY is an acronym with each letter representing a section of your prayer. So the first part of your prayer time is praise, P for praise. The next section would be R for repent. The next is ask, and then Y for yield. So that makes up the different components of your prayer time. So the first part is actually my very first divider, which is praise, hymn. And so I would open it up, and in this praise section, I would start off. I have some songs, I have some psalms and scriptures. One of the scriptures that I used is 1 Chronicles 29:10-12, which was in the whole thing is a beautiful praising to God. So besides 1 Chronicles, other really great scriptures I found for the praise portion is like Psalm 9:1-2. Psalm 100 is an entire psalm of praise. And incidentally, Psalm 100 is the scripture that we had read at the very beginning of our wedding. When Mr. Crafty and I got married, we actually invited God to be present first and foremost during our service. We read that scripture after that to him because it's such a beautiful little psalm of praise. And then the next psalm I have listed here is Psalm 18:1-3, which I think we did in our previous show. And so I just wanted to like tell God how amazing he is and how wonderful he is. And so I put some scriptures in here to kind of inspire that part of my prayer time. And I have an attributes of God list. I made up a whole list of all the attributes I could think of that comes from scripture, from songs, so that I could just kind of pick a few of those to kind of say, you know, this is who you are to me, Lord. So after the whole praising section, then the next divider I have in my binder is for repentance. So repenting, which is confessing your sins, which we know God will be faithful to forgive us from. I put a few things in here too, scriptures. One of them, I typed out the entire Psalm 51, which is all about, it's a psalm of repentance. Acts 3:19 is another. And then I typed up this fabulous thing I found on Pinterest. It was called a prayer of repentance, and it was really beautiful. So I typed it up and put it in there as well. So during my repent time, I saw somebody share this amazing idea, and I spent like an hour trying to hunt them down. I cannot even remember where I saw it. Did I see it on Instagram? Did I see it on my Facebook group? But it was really cool because it was sharing how this person didn't want to focus too much on all the things that they've done wrong constantly. And so how they were positioning it was some of the things that they needed to work on. Like instead of saying these are the things I always fail at,
right?
It was more like, God, I really need your help working on these things. These are the things I want to, right? I thought that was really lovely, and I wish I could find the original source. If anyone's listening and knows what I'm talking about, hello@thefirstloveclub.com is where you can email us, because I'm dying to know. I wish I had saved it better. I usually do.
So when you're putting those things in there, like the repentance part and the scriptures, are you actually saying those things out loud to God? Are you just having like, you have all that there in case you want to say any of those? Or tell me more about that.
So I put those in there to start me off, to have something to say.
Okay.
So I figured the best thing that I could do is find things from the actual word. You know, just like we're encouraged to pray the scriptures, I figure praising the scriptures, asking from the scriptures. So I threw a couple prayers in that other people have written, that posted on Pinterest, that I really loved and I would want to say myself. So I went ahead and just added them. And I can tell like there's a few things I would probably tweak. So I tweaked it myself when I typed it.
Well, this is interesting to me because we pray the prayer of contrition at church. You know, it says, "Most Merciful Father, we confess we have sinned against you," and that kind of
thing.
And
I
really love that. But I've never thought of writing that down and having it available for me in my personal prayer time. So I really like this.
Well, the fact that I'm following like this model that Jesus modeled for us, that makes me feel like better. Like I'm actually hitting all of the things that, you know, please God, that God wants to see in our prayer time. It shouldn't all be, because I think what I would do and most of us tend to do is we just sort of come to him and start asking for stuff.
Right. This is helping you have an organized prayer time, isn't it?
It makes me feel organized and it makes me feel like I'm doing it respectfully and the way that Jesus told us to pray. So
I love it.
Going with that. So my ask section is like, to me, this is kind of the fun part. And this is more of the part I sort of emulated a lot of other women who've set up their prayer binders. So in this particular section, in my ask, it's broken down in several ways. So I flip my ask divider, and the first thing I come to is my daily section. So this daily divider and what I've written here, this is the stuff I will pray every single day. So I have a list of things here. I might pray a few of them. I might pray one of them. I might pray all of them. But this is like the things I want to pray on a daily basis.
Is there anything on that list that's not too personal that you could give us an example of one thing that you pray every day?
Yes. So recently, I know I'm 20 years late to the party, but I recently bought a copy of Jabez Prayer by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. Mm-hmm. I found it in a thrift store. And I will just tell you this. The thrift stores are a fabulous place to build up your Christian library because there are so many, like, almost brand new books. Probably this is what I envision. I envision that some well-meaning person bought a book for someone else.
Right.
And the someone else never got around to reading it and then got rid of it eventually. They also have a lot of, like, older vintage Christian books, which I've really kind of been looking at those a lot lately because I think there's a lot to be said about books that were written in the 50s and 60s where there wasn't so much distraction. You know, these are people who were just, they didn't have the distractions we have. And so I'm really interested to see, you know, what they would recommend for prayer time and how they talk about a relationship with the Father. So I have been, unfortunately, I've been building my little library up. But I made a promise to myself that when I had finished reading a book, I would donate it back again.
And that's good.
I'll just copy the stuff out of it that I like into my Crafty Commonplace book and then send it back.
Into the universe.
Indeed. So, the Jabez Prayer is the one that, Dr. Bruce Wilkinson makes a challenge at the end of the book. And the book is so easy to read because it's so short. You could read it in a couple hours. He proposes a challenge that you say this prayer every single day for 30 days and you read the book once a week. So I have been, saying this prayer every day. I even made a little tracker for myself, of course.
Wow. Can you read the prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually have a little card and everything that I keep in my prayer binder that I wrote it out on. And it says, and this is the part, Tracy, you said earlier about making things more personal when we were talking in our show about scriptures. So I actually kind of changed out his name for mine. And I don't know what, there is something really different when you read it that way. And Corey called on the God of Israel saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted her what she requested.
Wonderful.
The fact that, like, I love the fact that at the end of the prayer, which Dr. Wilkerson goes into depth about each line. So he breaks down each line and why this is such an amazing prayer. And the fact that, like, where it's located in the Bible, it's like a little jewel that got tucked away in there because it's written in the middle of this whole section that's talking about the whole lineage of all these different tribes of Israel.
Where is it in the Bible?
It's 1 Chronicles 4:9-10.
That doesn't surprise me that you would love that because that Old Testament is your jam.
It's a whole section. This is like in one of my favorite books. That's I love this whole section. But they go, it takes a moment to talk about Jabez and that his name means pain. And so his mom named him that, which is like, what a horrible thing to name your kid. But she bore him in pain. But it ends with God granting him what he had requested. So that was the kind of the point for the book was like, this is worth looking at, Christians. This is worth saying. And so this, I remember I was a new Christian when this book came out and my whole church was into it. Like my whole big church I went to was all talking about the Jabez Prayer and reading it. And and I never did. So when I saw it on the bookshelf, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read that. And I found another copy. Like this particular thrift store we go to, they always have a couple copies of this book. We went back and bought a couple more. I'm just going to give them to people because they're like 50 cents. And the book is so fabulous when he explains it in depth. So if you've not read it, I encourage you to read it. So I go through that prayer every day. I pray for specific things. For myself, I do start from there. The next page, so I like I'm very visual. So the next page, I actually put a picture of my husband right in the middle. And then I put little sticky notes all around him on the paper. And
like each what, you're praying for him?
Yes. And each sticky note has a specific.
Oh, so, my word. I love that. Oh, I'm going to totally do this.
So I have seven sticky notes around him. So I might decide to just pray one, you know, run through each sticky note every day. I hit a different prayer, or I pray all of them or some of them. So that way I can see his little face and really see who I'm praying for. The next page is a page with my daughter's picture in the middle, and her little sticky notes are around her, and each of them has different prayers and things. And then I have a page for my mom. And then the next page is I have made pages with my friends. I have a page for you, Miss Tracy.
Aww.
As different friends reveal, like, they have a need, like, really in need at that time. So I'll just move other pages that are kind of stored elsewhere in this section. I'll move them into the daily, you know, section if that's kind of, like, where they're needed.
So question, is this not a three-ring binder, is it?
It is.
Oh, it is. It's the little half size. Okay.
Type.
They have tons of those at Target, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking it was spiral bound, but then you're saying you're moving things. I thought this must be three-ring. I missed that part. Okay. And do you have tabbed sections?
I do. I made dividers by hand, so I made them just like I make for my planner. But I made them for this, and I added little tabs so that all the tabs are named. So after I do my daily prayer, then I flip to the next section, and this is my weekly section. So depending on what day of the week it is, then I would go through the prayers that are for that particular day. So let's say today is Tuesday. It happens to be Tuesday when we're recording this. Mm-hmm. And then I would just flip to that section and start reading, you know, going through those prayers that are listed there.
So are you saying you have a list for each day of the week?
I do. So this is, so each day I assigned different topics to them. And what I like is the flexibility. So if I only want to just pray for one thing that particular Tuesday, I can, or I can add a couple, I can pray for a couple things. So my weekly tabs, so each section I'm going to go through them real quick. So on Sunday, which is how I started my week, I'm going to pray for my marriage and just that we continue to be strengthened up in Christ, that we're continuing to, you know, to walk together as a team. I think Mr. Crafty and I, both of us have really, really been really good with having our, you know, separate Bible times, but together. And it's really been doing a really great job. We love talking about it. So I just want to keep praying for us to continue to seek God. I'm going to pray for the ministry that we love and support, Troubleshooting for Christ. It's a ministry that supports widows in Dallas, Texas. I'm going to pray for my sweet little girl in Rwanda. Her name is Devotha. So she's my World Vision sponsored child, and I'm going to be praying for her every Sunday. And I'm going to be praying for widows and orphans in general, because that's something that was very near and dear to Jesus' heart. He made a point of mentioning that before he left us. On Monday, I'm going to pray for my business, my ministry, this podcast, and the Reset Girl community. So that will be what I pray after I do my daily prayers. I'll flip it to Monday, and then I'll pray for these things. On Tuesdays, I'm going to be praying for God and his will. So prayers for extending his kingdom, praying that the gospel will spread, praying for protection for those who love Christ.
Wow.
You know, a lot of Christians are persecuted everywhere throughout the world. Even here, we face persecution in many different ways. So I just want to pray for God's will and for God to be glorified in our world. Wednesdays, I'm going to be praying for our government. So I want to pray for the president, because it's really interesting. I think when I used to think about stuff like this, I'd always be like, well, I don't want to pray for someone I didn't vote for.
That's so wrong, isn't it?
It is. But the thing is, we are modeled in the Old Testament. God models for us exactly how he handles leaders.
Right.
Even if they're a non-believer like Pharaoh, God can harden or soften. God can raise up. He can strengthen an enemy of his own people whom he loves. He would strengthen the enemy.
Yeah.
So God is sovereign. He has control over everyone. And rather than complain about politics and complain about policies, I would rather just pray for that leader and that God's will be done through his administration, that God is glorified in that.
When I was looking up scriptures for last week's show, I saw a scripture that said, "And honor the emperor," about how God wants us to live. So absolutely, we should pray, no matter who we voted for, we should pray for the person that is now in charge.
Indeed. So then I also have listed the governors of the states that directly impact me and my business. So that's California, Washington, and Texas. Mm. So I looked up their names and have them listed. Make sure. That's pretty sad if I didn't even know the names of some of the governors.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have them listed. I'm going to be praying for soldiers, U.S. soldiers overseas and their families.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful. And
I'm going to be praying for healing for unbelievers on Wednesdays. Thursday, I'm going to be praying for my individual friends. So I made pages for each of my dear friends with their little picture. And then I will list out the different things that they've mentioned to me or things that I want to pray for them. I'm going to be also praying for children who live in poverty in our country. I'm going to be praying for child soldiers and children who are in the sex trafficking rings. I worked at World Vision years ago, and I was just exposed to so much of what children go through in other parts of the world. And so I really want to be an intercessor and step up my prayer game. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be praying for those topics. Friday is going to be for family. So I have a list of family members that I want to be praying for, including some that are not saved. So my unsaved and saved family members will be on Fridays. Saturday, I'm going to be praying for Dr. Tony Evans and his fabulous church, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. And then I'm going to be praying for the church that we are attending currently and their church leadership. So that is how I broke down each of my day. So between my daily prayers and then whatever specific topics are assigned for that day, I figure I'm kind of covering all the things so far that are, you know, that mean something to me, things that the Holy Spirit put on my heart. But as you know, obviously there's flexibility and I can change topics out as I wish, but this was a really good start for me. And then the very last divider in the whole binder is the YIELD. And that's Y for YIELD. It's the last part of the PRAY acronym. And the yielding part is you listening to God. It's you being still, you being quiet and letting him speak, which I really love. And in this section, I actually found this really cool little post on Pinterest called Signs from God. And it's talking about how God speaks to us, just to kind of remind myself sometimes God won't speak the way I want him to, or he might do it differently. But it's just to help me have something to look at while I'm stilling my spirit and quieting myself and really trying to focus on hearing God's voice. So I put something in there to kind of inspire me to do that. And I also found in this book I'm currently reading right now, I found this little checklist called Conditions for Hearing God's Voice. And so I thought that's a good place to put it. So that is what I have in my prayer binder. And so from the time I start, I'm flipping through it until the time I end. And everything is nicely organized in there. And I absolutely love this. I can't wait to add more stuff to it. And I'm going to be linking also in the show notes, I'm going to be linking my Pinterest board where I found some of the fun things that I put in here, like prayers and quotes and things I use to embellish all the dividers. I put lots of quotes into my prayer binder, how I decorated it. So I'll make sure to link Carrie's blog and my Pinterest board so that you can kind of go shopping yourself if you want to make one. And finally, the other link that I'm going to be putting in there will be a video walkthrough, a flip through of my binder, and you can visually see what I've done. And I hope you are inspired to make one for yourself, including you, Miss Tracy.
Well, I have questions now. So as far as the video walkthrough, is this something that you feel like you'll be able to share every page, or is there some of it that's too personal?
What a lot of people do, I notice with these kind of video walkthroughs, is they'll just put a sticky note over something they don't want someone to see.
Okay.
So it just depends when I get there.
Well, I really do want to make one of these. And so I feel like I can't make my own until I see your video.
Okay.
Because, you know, I visualized it so far as you've described it, but I really want to make sure I understand what you're saying about some of it. That was a lot to process too. So I'm going to, when I edit this, I'm going to think through it again. But I love that. I think the thing that stood out to me most and everything that you just talked about is putting the picture of your husband. Because Corey, I personally feel such a burden for my husband because he carries the financial responsibility of our family.
Yeah.
And he is such a man of God, and he tells me, like, if I say, can you please pray about this for me? Like, I have something coming up with my business, and I'll say, can you please really be praying about that? And he always says, for 27 years almost, he's always said, I pray for you every day. And so then I feel convicted because I don't pray for him like I should. So I really love being considerate and thoughtful about it. And what a great wife you're being to think about the things specifically that you need to pray for him and also everybody else that you love. So do you ask people, you know, is there anything I can pray for you about?
Usually it comes up in conversation. You and I have talked about different things and you've mentioned stuff. So I still pray for your health, you know, and your heart, healing in your heart, those kind of things. So I generally take it from just conversations that friends are sharing with me. And once in a while, someone like might text me and say, can you pray for this? And I certainly will. But generally, it's just because, you know, you're sharing something that's on your heart or in your, you know, that's troubling you.
Do you have any kind of section in there for like, this just came up or this just in, you know, like my aunt passed away. And so I'm praying for her family specifically right now that God will comfort them in their time of grief. What do you do with those kinds of prayer requests so you remember them?
I put it on I'd write it out on a sticky note and attach it into my daily section. Okay. And, you know, what I was doing was trying to make this really simple. So I bought like a package of just regular lined paper that's like pre-punched. It's the little mini three-hole punch. So yes. I can just write something, just jot it down on a regular sheet or on a sticky note. The other area too that you can utilize is, you know, just the divider I have in here that says ask. Even before I get to the daily section, there's just sort of like this divider that ask, and then there's another divider that says daily. So in between the two, it's kind of what I thought would be like, this is like sort of the emergency room area.
Yes, you know? That's a great way to put it. Yeah, because that, I think that's what I tend to focus on in my prayer time. And as you were speaking, I was feeling convicted about things I don't pray for, especially like our military and different things like that. I really want to be a diligent person of prayer. So, but it seems like I always have like somebody asking me to pray for them or this is happening now. And so that's what I focus on. So I really like this gives you a more just organized is the best way to say it. And a thought process about prayer. This is brilliant.
It feels so nice. You don't have to think about it. Like it's
right.
done for you.
I've never heard of this before is what's amazing. I've never heard of anybody doing it like this. And so is this something you've seen people do for a while?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. For a long while. I mean, before I was even on Instagram, Pinterest was always my first love as far as social media. And so there's been lots of times I saw a planner and planning things long before there was ever like this big giant planner community.
Right.
Like I saw a lot of people just using the whole 3-ring binder, you know? And so that's where a lot of that, that's a lot of what I saw was just the 3-ring binder. It's super simple. This, a lot of these blog posts are written by stay-at-home moms, these work-from-home moms. And so they're not trying to decorate and get all crafty.
Right.
They're trying to like, I want my prayer life to be, you know, a fabulous and vibrant time that I spend with God. So like as a tip, you know, when setting up a prayer binder, you know, you think about certain things, you know, you were asking, well, how do you know what to pray? Oftentimes, just being on social media, being in any kind of Christian group, there will always be times where I see a prayer, no request. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be that person that says like, I'm praying for you.
Right.
I'm really praying for you. Like I'm going to put that woman's name in my little, on my prayer sheet. And I'm going to be bringing up her prayer request to the Lord. I think that's part of the, I don't know, I just kind of felt conviction that, you know, don't be that kind of Christian. Don't say empty words. Oh, I'm going to pray for you and then not do it.
Right.
So even if you start there, you know, I honestly, Tracy, I actually looked up like what to pray for, things to pray for. Cause I'm like, I'm not sure how to fill out my prayer binder. Like on the days, like, I don't know how to, like, what should I pray on Mondays? Mm-hmm. So I actually like Googled that and looked up ideas. And that's what made me go, wow, there's so many things I wouldn't have thought of.
Right.
And specifically it's like praying for God's will to be done. I
right.
guess I don't think that he needs help in praying for those things. But you know what? I think that it's just it's an exercise of faith, and it's just showing God how much we love and obey and care about his purpose, his will, him being glorified, and that we support him in that.
Well, he doesn't impose his will on us either. So if we say, Lord, let your will be done. And as you said, that is how Jesus taught us to pray. Thy will be done, not my will.
I'm going to actually put the link to the little post that I found that said, here are things you could pray for.
Okay, good.
And there was actually a scripture for each thing that they listed. It was really good. I think it was on BibleTools.org. That's like a go-to resource. And so I will post that in the show notes too.
Well, I'm really glad that you shared the daily list, because that helps me to have a better understanding of what this is all about. This has been fascinating. Thank you so much. I really can't wait to listen to this again as I edit it. And although this show didn't need much editing, you did a great job talking. And so also, I cannot wait to see the video. So I hope that you can get that up when this show airs. Well, we hope that you have been inspired to make your own prayer binder, listeners, and that you have been blessed by this show. If you have any questions about the prayer binder, you can, of course, comment on the video that Corey posts, or send us an email at hello@thefirstloveclub.com. And as Corey said, we'll have links for you in the show notes. So we hope that you'll follow those links and check this out further. So thank you so much for sharing that, Corey.
Absolutely.
And thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll have another show for you next week. So we hope you'll tune in then.
Bye, everybody.